This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and we'll spend our time today focusing on the major comments made at the bipartisan healthcare summit at the Blair House across from the White House. President Obama definitely spoke for the lion's share of the Democrats' time, while many different Republicans spoke out on the various components of the healthcare debate for the GOP. But while Democrats repeatedly tried to make the case that the two parties really aren't that far apart, it was clear between the president's opening statement and the opening statement of the GOP from Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander that they can't even find agreement on the facts.
Lamar, when you mentioned earlier that you said premiums go up, that's just not the case according to the Congressional Budget Office.
Mr. President, if you're going to contradict me, I ought to have a chance to. The Congressional Budget Office report says that premiums will rise in the individual market as a result of the Senate bill.
No. This is an example of where we've got to get our facts straight.
Both sides saying that the Congressional Budget Office vindicates their position. Democrats saying that individuals would see lower premiums if, in fact, the Democratic bill would go through. While Republicans say the CBO estimate says that those costs would rise under the Democratic plan. In the end, both got a little bit of the equation right, but Republicans, for the most part, got the advantage on this. Here's the explanation from Michigan Congressman Dave Camp, top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee.
CBO, in their letter on page 4, does say that the estimated average premium per person for non-group policies would increase by 10 to 13%.
This is the discussion that I just had about Lamar.
Yes, they do say that, and they do say that the value of the benefit is higher, and that is why it goes up. But right. The reason the value of the benefit is higher is because of the mandates contained in the legislation. And this is one of our big concerns with a lot of the issues that have been raised.
A lot of the discussion was on policy, which we'll get back to in a moment, but there were also some exchanges over process. John McCain of Arizona, of course, the Republican presidential nominee in 2008, very critical over the backroom deals and special favors for states that were crammed into the Senate deal, a move that President Obama did not appreciate.
I hope that that would be an argument for us to go through this 2,400-page document, remove all the special deals for the special interests and favored few, and treat all Americans the same under provisions of the law so that they will know that geography does not dictate what kind of health care they would receive. I thank you, Mr. President.
Let me just make this point, John, because we're not campaigning anymore. The election's over.
I'm reminded of that every day.
So we can spend the remainder of the time with our respective talking points going back and forth. We were supposed to be talking about insurance.
McCain later brought up the issue of reconciliation, saying it was wrong for the Democrats to pursue that in order to ram this bill through. The president says the people are more interested in the policy and not the process. Back to the issues now, and the Democrats have long contended that their version of health care reform is deficit neutral and will actually cut costs over time, an issue that Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan shredded on Thursday. He says this is simply not true.
This bill does not control costs. This bill does not reduce deficits. Instead, this bill adds a new health care entitlement at a time when we have no idea how to pay for the entitlements we already have.
Ryan then explained why he sees the Democratic budgetary moves here as smoke and mirrors.
Well, first off, the bill has 10 years of tax increases, about $500 billion, with 10 years of Medicare cuts, about $500 billion, to pay for 6 years of spending. Now, what's the true 10-year cost of this bill? In 10 years, that's $2.3 trillion. It does a couple of other things. It takes $52 billion in higher Social Security tax revenues and counts them as offsets, but that's really reserved for Social Security. So either we're double counting them or we don't intend on paying those Social Security benefits.
Ryan says the Republicans have a better idea. Let the people remain in charge of their own health care decisions. And he says if the Democrats here think they're speaking for the American people, they got another thing coming.
So we are all representatives of the American people. We all do town hall meetings. We all talk to our constituents. And I've got to tell you, the American people are engaged. And if you think they want a government takeover of health care, I would respectfully submit you're not listening to them.
Despite these strong comments, Democrats like Max Baucus, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, thinks there's really a lot of common ground here.
We are on the verge and the cusp with not too much effort to try to bridge a lot of gaps here because the gaps, in my judgment, are not that great.
Some of the other ideas out there included ways to reduce fraud out of the Medicare system. Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn saying that's one out of every $3 spent on Medicare.
Well, the government now directs over 60% of the health care in this country. And if throwing money at it and creating new government programs could solve it, we wouldn't be sitting here today because we've done all that. It hadn't worked.
Democrats also took aim at another Republican initiative, and that's doing this piecemeal, reform by reform, rather than one massive comprehensive bill. Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin says that's not the way to go.
Well, quite frankly, if we want insurance reforms, you can only do that if everybody's in the pool. You can only get everybody in the pool if you make it affordable for middle-class families and others. You can only make it affordable for middle-class families and others if you have cost controls.
Democrats also came with personal stories of hardship from their constituents, including this one from New York Democratic Congresswoman Louise Slaughter.
Her sister died. This poor woman had no dentures. She wore her dead sister's teeth, which, of course, were uncomfortable and did not fit. Do you ever believe that in America that that's where we would be?
More confrontations late in the day. John Boehner, the Republican House leader, says that the Democrats are talking about greater patient choice when it comes to health care. He says that's not true under the Obama plan.
A lot of employers are going to look at this and say, well, I'll pay the tax. And they're going to dump their employees into the so-called exchange. Because that in 5 years, every American is going to have to go to the exchange to get their health care. And who's going to design every health care bill offered in the exchange? Under this bill, the federal government's going to design every single health care bill in America within 5 years once this bill were to pass.
Boehner also took issue with the president's decision not to use restrictive language on abortion when it comes to taxpayer dollars.
And the House upheld the language we've had in law for 30 years that there will be no taxpayer funding of abortions. This bill that we have before us, and there was no reference to that issue in your outline, Mr. President, begins for the first time in 30 years, allows for the taxpayer funding of abortions.
Obama seemed exasperated with Boehner by suggesting that the Republican House leader's comments weren't conducive to a bipartisan agreement.
John, you know, the challenge I have here, and this has happened periodically, is every so often we have a pretty good conversation trying to get on some specifics, and then we go back to, you know, the standard talking points that Democrats and Republicans have had for the last year. And that doesn't drive us to an agreement on issues. There's so many things that you just said that people on this side would profoundly disagree with.
For more insight, listen to my interviews with Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas and Congressman Tom Price of Georgia. They're found at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Congressman Price will talk about how there is absolutely a huge chasm between the Republican and Democratic positions on this issue and how that divide is not likely to be breached. We'll also talk to Congressman Brady about how there really is going to be a lack of choice under the Democratic plan and why the costs will be soaring out of control. Also, my interview with John Gizzi of Human Events, as well as the online tax revolt. We'll talk to the organizer of that effort, John Hoagland. Again, worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.